Cardinals and Reds in Cincinnati, and it would be a night to remember for Scooter Gennett as we pick up his action in the bottom of the first.
That'll bring in Billy Hamilton, and Gennett delivers yet again, and the Reds are out to a 1-0 lead in the opening inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes, bases loaded. Gennett waiting. Got a fastball, and bye-bye, baby! A salami by Scooter Gennett, the second of his career. How about that? And that ball is tagged into right center field. Is this going to go? You got to be kidding. What a 24 hours it's been for Scooter Gennett. Now this one down the left field line. Has he done it again? He has done it again.
And that is the third home run of the night for Scooter Gennett. Listen to this now for Scooter Gennett.
All right, so here we go. Liner to right field. Gennett, the first Red ever with 4 home runs in a game.
Not one, not two, not three, but 4.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe it?
So the Reds steamroll the Cardinals 13-1. Scooter Gennett becomes the first Reds player ever to hit 4 home runs in a game, the first since Josh Hamilton in 2012. Scooter Gennett had a night to remember on Tuesday, belting 4 homers in a blowout win over the Cards. Here's Gennett talking about his historic performance.
It maybe honestly probably looked like it, but my batting glove got like caught in my other hand, and I released with one hand, so it was like because I know that if I try to hit a home run, it's not going to happen. So I just try to relax and put a good swing on the ball. And being from here, born here, watching all those guys play when I was little, and to do something that's never been done is just, I don't know, I can't put words on it.
Brian Price saw his team explode for 13 runs in Tuesday's win over the Cardinals, with most of them being scored off the bat of Scooter Gennett. Here's the skipper talking about Jeanette's huge night.
He hasn't been an everyday player for us. He has power, you know, he's hit home runs. It's not like it's unique for him to hit the ball out of the ballpark, but 4 times in one game, I mean, that's, you know, it's, you don't even know. I don't know what to tell you right now. I'm amazed by it. I was so happy that Schebler was able to grind out the walk and get us in a situation to get Scooter one more at bat. And it's hard to say anyone could have anticipated, especially being down with 2 strikes, that he would hit a 4th. And then he hits a missile over the right field wall. And I mean, there's a point where you just feel it's so very emotional. It really is, because you're seeing history. Not many people have done it. And 10 RBIs in one game ties a record that's like nearly 100 years old. And 4 homers, the first time in franchise history. So it was kind of an honor just to bear witness to it.
Lost in the Gennett 4-homer game was Tim Adelman, turning in a solid performance. Here's Adelman talking to reporters after his 7-inning gem against the Cards.
It was big to be able to go deep in the game and give the, you know, our horses down there at the back end of the bullpen and the bullpen a night of rest. They've worked a lot this year, so that's been my focus the last 2-3 starts. Really just like any other start, but make sure I get as deep as I can and give those guys some days and make it easier for Brian to manage the game.
Tucker Barnhart went hitless in Tuesday's win over the Reds, but still had a front row seat to Scooter Gennett's historic performance. Here's what Barnhart had to say after the game.
Speechless, really. Scooter works extremely hard and been through a lot with a new organization just in spring training, at the end of spring training, and asked to kind of come off the bench and play a multitude of roles that he hasn't really done in the big leagues in his career. But he comes to work every day, keeps the clubhouse really light, and he's a pleasure to play with.
What did you think when he came up the last time and he swings at that second pitch like he was, you know?
I thought he was trying to shoot him to left. I'm completely joking. Everybody in the dugout was obviously hopeful that he would hit a homer, but didn't know what would happen. And he got to 2 strikes, and then you kind of wondered, okay, well, here we go. Is he gonna punch out, or is he going to hit a homer? And sure enough, hit a homer.
Bronson Arroyo takes the mound for the Reds on Wednesday in the 3rd game of this 4-game series.